From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia says it's not losing hope for reaching a political resolution to the crisis in Syria and insists that terrorists are using a ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. The comments come a day after the UN Security Council held urgent talks about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo, where Syrian and Russian fighter jets bombarded the eastern sector of the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power had harsh words about Russia and its ally Syria during the UN meeting Sunday.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
The assault, missile strikes, barrel bombs, and artillery fire, has flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The UN says some 213 people have been killed in the offensive. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French President François Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitively dismantled under a plan to relocate migrants to centers around the country. The French president, François Hollande, says, we thought the migration crisis might calm down so that we could deal with the question of the camp over time. However, that's no longer the case. It's about completely dismantling the camp before the end of the year. Hollande paid his first visit to Calais as president and also called on British authorities to play their part in assisting the migrants, most of whom have their hearts set on reaching England. This is VOA News.